The irony is that by introducing this space, I've added a very short stretch of linker DNA, which I said previously my model did not have. It's a very small amount of linker DNA, and I also admitted previously that I have no logical way of establishing an exact longitudinal octamer spacing in the first place. In other words, the spacing shown here may in fact be correct, but it's still a slightly different spacing than that shown in the downloadable PDB file. It's just unfortunate that I had to grapple with these issues using graphic software instead of virtual modeling software. Well, there's nothing I can do about it now, so I'll have to proceed with the 30 nanometer fiber model and with the chromosome model that arises from it in the presence of this slight but annoying ambiguity about the exact spacing of adjacent octamers. Qualitatively, this will have essentially no effect on any of the logical conclusions I shall draw, but quantitatively, with respect to such issues as stoichiometry, a 5 to 10% new uncertainty has now been introduced. In actuality, even this won't really change things much, because in dealing with higher order chromatin structure, we are of necessity invariably dealing with large degrees of approximation anyway.